All right. Well, thank you. Welcome, everybody. We're going to call this meeting of the Uinta Basin Revitalization Fund board to order. It is October 23rd at about 1:35, and we have an anchor location here in beautiful Duchesne, Utah, and a lot of people joining online as well. So thanks so much for everyone who can make it. My name is Evan Curtis. I am the governor's representative on the board and chair. We will go ahead and do a quick round of introductions. We'll start here in the room, and we will have probably at least one more joining us, and we'll introduce him when he gets here. But for right now, oh, actually, in the nick of time, we're just doing introductions. So we'll start here maybe with Lori while Commissioner gets seated.
Lori Bowman, Uinta Basin Association of Governments, Duchesne County.
Willis Lefevre, Uinta County Commissioner.
Greg Miles, Duchesne County Commissioner.
All right. We're a small but mighty group here. Hope everyone can hear that okay through my computer speaker. If I need to move closer, let me know. So with that, we will move to our online participants. We'll start with you, Emmett Duncan, our councilman.
Emmett Duncan, Uncompahgre representative for Ute Tribe.
All right, thanks so much. And then Councilwoman Cespuch, has she joined? I didn't see her. Okay,
I just want to make sure.
All right, and then Mr. Mose.
Good afternoon, everyone. Michael Mose. I'm the gopher. I do everything.
Thanks for being here. Paul Tonks.
Paul Tonks from the Attorney General's Office, counsel to the board.
And Hillary.
Sorry, Revitalization Manager for the Ute Indian Tribe.
Thanks for being here. And Paul Moberly.
Hi, Paul Moberly, Program Manager for the Uinta Basin Revitalization Fund.
All right. And then Tricia Davis-Winter.
Tricia Davis-Winter. I'm the Director of Housing and Community Development.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate that. And Jennifer Domenici.
Jennifer Domenici, Assistant Director in the Housing and Community Development Division.
And then Janelle.
Janelle Quiros, Assistant Admin for Housing and Community Development.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. I think I got everyone. Is there anyone that I missed? All right. If not, let's go ahead and move to agenda item number 2, the approval of our minutes. This is from our July 17th meeting. Members have had a chance to review that. Are there any questions or discussion items on the minutes?
No questions for me.
All right. Well, we have a motion to approve from Commissioner Miles. Do I hear a second? And a second from Commissioner.
I'll second that.
All right, and thank you. And then all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And aye. That appears to be unanimous. Any opposed? All right, rule that passes.
Hey, Evan, who was the second on that one?
Commissioner Lefevre.
Oh, he beat. Okay, he beat.
He beat you, Emmett. So
that's all right. He can beat me all day.
All right.
Beat him to the punch, not beating.
Yeah.
Clarification.
Okay, we will move on to item number 3, our fund report balances as of the 20th of this month. Who's going to be walking us through that one?
So I actually have to. Stephanie couldn't make it our meeting, unfortunately. And I do also apologize for not putting this in the packet or the agenda like I normally do. Anyway, we had some questions and it didn't come in until after I posted it. So I will, here, let me pull this up on the screen real quick. Okay, without sound effects. All right, so here are the balances. Now, we did get our severance taxes in, so I'll read those as well. And then I'll read the new balances and I'll try to run through this for those who are on the phone. Okay, Duchesne County had a beginning balance of $988,247.55, and they received severance taxes in the amount of $2,228,265.76. There's interest of $208,050.71. There was other funding, which I really was curious about, and I would love to ask Stephanie that question about what that is, but unfortunately I cannot. $294,844.13. Those amounts lead me to believe that it's something to do with it that was put forth in the formula, but I'm not sure exactly. The new balance, and this is the amount, I believe not. Nope. Okay, so that new balance is now 3,719,408.15. The amount in the umbrella contract for Duchesne County is $724,454.95. Okay, that's Duchesne County. Ready for some more numbers? You want a county?
What's umbrella account mean?
Oh, sorry, the master contract. The amount that was previously is still in there.
The 724,454.95 on Duchesne County is the master account. Is that what you're telling us?
Yes. Yes, underneath the master contract, yes.
So what was the new allocation on for this year's tax?
What are you for Duchesne about? County? Right?
Yes, for Duchesne.
Okay. 2,228,265.
2 million what?
228,265.
Okay, then. Can I just ask you a question? Why the one that you sent out, you 53,20.
You know,
did you hear that question, Paul?
I think so. It looks like with the new funds on the agenda, is that what she's questioning?
Yes. What do the new funds represent on all of them?
Yeah.
There's taxes.
I wish Stephanie were here to explain this better because she compiled this, but I think the new funds include interest and whatever that other is.
Oh.
I think.
Okay. When you can you send us your normal stuff and then clarifications after you've talked with Stephanie to all of us again, please? And of course, you know, you want to know every little thing. It's confusing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's why I apologize for not sending out what we normally have been posting. That helps a little bit, but also, you know, without Stephanie, I don't really know how to interpret some of her columns.
If you're returning money back, where will that come in the future? And it's not new funds. And you clarify that separately when your turn. If they're not going to use out a full grant and we turn the money back to you, are you going to make a column special for that too, Keith? Or Keith?
There is a Keith. I know that was that warms my heart. We do have a column in there for canceled or expired, and I think that's where that would probably go. And just for clarification, because we did have this question when we were with Hillary when we were working back and forth. So if there's money in a contract, an individual contract, that money would go back to the uncommitted balance of the entity. If there was money in a project underneath the master contract, that money would go into the, what do we call it? My mind went blank.
This goes back into the master contract.
It goes back in the balance. Yeah, the unallocated balance in the master contract.
And can you show that all of that in your spreadsheet when you send stuff? Besides what you've provided here, it just for clarification, I think it would be easier for everybody to understand what's going on, Paul.
And yeah.
So make this one easy for us too. How's that?
Oh yeah, we'll do it. I'll work with Stephanie. And we can send out a financial report right afterwards.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Do you want me to keep reading the amounts, or is it more confusing than helpful?
Well, and I'm not being critical of you, but when you read them, and of course, if you're trying to follow up through, for me, I lost you. So it'll probably be easier for you just to send it out, and then in the next meeting, we can always question you. How's that?
That works. Unless commissioners, unless you want to see the New Balance or any specific. Okay. Sounds like we're getting head nods from this group. So I think everyone else can see your spreadsheet. So yeah, if you can just send that out to the board members and this group afterward, that would suffice. So
okay. Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Paul.
Yep. Thanks.
All right. We will now move on then to item number four, board business. And up first is the adjustment to the master contracts. And Paul, can you walk us through this item as well?
Yeah. So, sorry, I'm just switching my share here. Okay. So I know this is kind of the first time we're going around this this whole thing with the master contracts. And I think we've worked out the bugs to a large extent. But as we discussed when we first started kicking off this thing, we're going to need to allocate the new funding from our, you know, each entity's balance into their master contract, or however much they want to put into their master contract for those projects on an annual basis. And this is the meeting after our allocation. So we proposed to do that during this meeting. We also wanted to extend the master contract 1 year as we do this to kind of keep it as a rolling 5 year contract going forward. Because as long as we're making an amendment, we might as well do both at the same time. And then, so after that, we'll have to go through a contract process. You'll receive signatures like we used to do, but at least it won't be as painful for every single project. It'll just be the one time per year.
You've set the contracts up, at least for me, to understand, and especially when I was talking to you about returning some of the money from one that was under a regular contract and amending that. The master contract is ideal. Let's always keep that effect.
Did you hear the praise, Paul?
I heard some of it. I didn't hear.
I'm trying to move a little bit closer to everyone. So that,
but yeah, get cozy. That's helpful.
Thank you for the work that you've done at DWS to make this.
Please don't let this laugh. The master contract thing is the best thing you've ever done.
Well, it was all for, well, it was for, a lot of it was for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Paul. Just for that, when you come next time, what do you want for lunch? And
you already treat me too well.
All right. So my assumption then, Paul, is that the default would be to just transfer all of these new funds to that master contract balance unless there was a reason to do something.
Except for the Ute Tribe, if on their projects, they are going to allocate money to an existing contract, which will need to stay outside the master. Okay. So, and actually, that's a question for them if they how much they want to put into the master contract, actually, because they have one project that they're proposing under the master, which I think, if I remember right, they might need, they're going to need a little bit of money to get that, at least that one. And if they want to put on more, that's up to them.
Okay. Any questions or discussion from members of the board on this item? And specifically from our Ute Tribe members, any thoughts or recommendations on how you would like to proceed?
Well, you know, I'm just, I understand what you're doing right here. You know, new funds, $4,802, $200,820.95. So what you're going to do is what? Just add the master contract balance of $618,455.55. Are you combining all the new funds and the master contract balance, Hillary?
So what I understand, we'll just be adding the difference to the master contract to cover our new project, because in the future,
so what's the new project,
which the vehicle purchases.
Okay, vehicle purchases. I got you.
Because in the future, we would still be able to add additional funding, right?
All right, gotcha. Yeah, you're right.
Paul?
And you can add more to the master. At this point, you'll need at least that $61,000 for the administrative contract and that $3 million for the housing outside of the master. And I don't have a finance person to do quick numbers for me, but it's something to tell me.
Is 5B an existing project then?
Yes, it's the building rehabilitation program.
So that's what you're talking about of the tribe's money going into existing.
Yeah, so they need at least $3 million for that outside the master, and then also 4B is also one that has to stay outside the master.
Okay.
Thank you.
So it's got my calculator.
Gotcha.
So a potential motion could be to approve adding the new funds to a master contract balance less the $3,061,018.43. Is that what you're saying that would keep them at least whole if that's the route they want to go? Okay.
I believe so. Is that okay, Hillary and Emmett?
I'm
all right with that.
Yeah, as long as we're able to, from how I understand from our conversation, moving forward, if we approve new projects, we'll still be able to add to the master contract, right? Which will happen at the next board meeting, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my quick calculation is $1,741,802.52 could be added to the master if you want to add the remainder of that outside of the $3 million and the $61,000.
If Emmett concurs, I would just like to add the what we need for our new project into the master and keep the remaining outside the master just in case we need to allocate additional funding to those in the future.
Great. Okay.
I agree.
So then that will be $381,544.45.
Okay. That could be added.
Yeah. That would cover just up to that $1 million for that new project in there.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you for doing the quick math on that, Paul. Any other discussion or questions from the board? And if not, I would accept a motion.
Motion to approve the adjustments to the master contracts discussed.
All right. We have a motion from Commissioner Miles. Do I hear a second? And we have a second from Commissioner.
I'll swing at that. All right, go ahead.
No, we're gonna let Emma have this one. Okay. Councilman Duncan gets the second one. All right. Is there any discussion to that motion? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All right. Any opposed? That is unanimous in favor. So that is approved, and that moves us on to item 4B, the administrative contract. With the Ute Tribe.
All right. So according to our policies, the Ute Tribe can request up to 5% their total annual allocation for administrative purposes. And so we don't have a contract open now for administrative funds. We had one that we just closed back in July. It was tied to last year or fiscal 24 is when we did that one. I think we're proposing, and Hillary, if you're comfortable going this route, I think it seemed like the easiest to reopen 24 DWS 0522 and to add the amount of money that we needed to add to that, $61,018.43, and then set the closing date to be
December.
Sure. Give you enough time to reimburse that.
Yeah.
Does that sound okay? Or do we want to do a new contract? It's kind of
whichever's fastest. We're still gonna have to go through the signature process for this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about same. It's about sixes, yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I think
I'm fine reopening that if needed.
Okay.
If I'm at concurs.
I'm good. I'm good with that.
All right. Any other questions or discussions on that item then? If not, I am looking for a motion.
Motion to approve the item 4B, the Ute Tribe 25 administrative contract.
All right, we have a motion from Commissioner Miles. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All right, we
I'll
got a
second. That.
Second from Commissioner Lefebvre. All right.
Good.
Any discussion to the motion? All right, all in favor say aye.
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 All right, that appears to be unanimous. Any opposed? All right, rule that passes. All right, Paul, 4C, contracts closing report.
Okay, so this is a report to the board. Whenever we close a contract that has a balance on it that has not expired, we inform the board about what's happening. So these were all requested by the Ute Tribe to be closed back in September. We've been working on this for a while, trying to line up our amounts that we have. And I think we're almost there, Hillary. Sorry about it's taking a little while for us. But
no, you're fine.
Just you can see it on the agenda where we're at. And those ones with the asterisks are the ones we're still working through to make sure we have the right balances that we're going to be returning. But
okay.
So that is just an FYI for the board.
Okay, so we don't need to take it.
No motion needed.
It goes back into the contract, right?
Just so everyone's aware, anything that is 25DWS0333 will go back into the master contract, and anything other than that will go back into the Ute Tribe's funds.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Gotcha.
All right.
Yeah. I think you should have bought somebody a cup of coffee. You could have closed out the coffee shop.
Pretty precise counting there. Okay. Well, any questions or discussions on that item? All right. I'm hearing none. So let's move on to item 4D with the upcoming contract expirations.
Okay. This is also a heads up to the board. No motion needed. The following two contracts will expire at the end of the calendar year. The Uinta County Homeless Services and the home delivery meal trucks. And I know, Lori, we've talked about these already. So there's things in motion on both, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There will be, and you said just put it in a letter, once the 170 wheel. Well, get the reimbursement request into you, and then there will be remaining funds of approximately 19 to 20,000. Do you want a letter telling me you to put that back in, or do you want the contract just to expire and it goes back in automatically?
Let's just let it expire, if that's okay. It makes it a little bit easier.
Okay, we'll do.
Thanks, Lori.
Any other questions or discussion on this item? All right, hearing none, let's go ahead and move on to agenda item number 5, our project applications. And Paul, if you want to walk us through these, and then if anyone from the Ute Tribe would like to expand on that before we vote, that would be great as well.
Okay, so let's see. The first request is for $1 million for the Ute Tribe Department vehicles. And those are... they're going to solicit internally from the different departments. They have 56 individual departments and a fleet of over 150 cars. So they have a lot of vehicles there. And so they're looking at adding or replacing or, you know, vehicles for those things. So they're going to vet those internally as they get requests from the different departments and work on building up their fleet up to that $1 million.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add from the Ute Tribe?
No comment.
Okay. Are there any questions or discussion from the board?
I'll make a motion that we approve as requested, $1 million department vehicles.
All right. We have a motion from Commissioner Miles. Do I hear a second? And a
second. I'll swing it up.
All right.
So, Emmett, if I put in a request for a car from you, is that okay, sir?
Yeah, we can get one from the motor pool yard.
All right. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion to that motion? All right, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All right, any opposed? Hearing none, I'll rule that as unanimous. And moving us on to 5B, the Tribal Building Rehabilitation Program.
All right, this is a request for $3 million for the tribal building rehabilitation program. So the board has already allocated previously almost $12 million to this project, and it's for rehabilitation of homes for the elderly, ensuring safe, sanitary, and secure housing. They also are requesting, so of that $3 million, $1 million will go to each of the three bands of the Ute Tribe. And they're also requesting a scope of work change, which is in the attachments. And let me, I can just go down there and read that real quick. Find that down here. Sorry, give me a second. Yep, here it is. Okay. This is the scope of work that we currently have in there. And so they redlined it and added a few things. It was going to, under the refitting homes for handicap access, they were going to include the purchase of basic medical devices and equipment, such as oxygen tanks, monitoring equipment, and wheelchairs. Under, I think, oh, they just added a point J, also including miscellaneous purchases of amenities such as, but not limited to, essential furnishings, in other words, beds and sofas, basic essential kitchen appliances, fridge, stove, microwave, and exterior amenities essential to protecting homes' structures, gutters, and downspouts for pre-existing homes and homes through going through rehabilitation or rehab, renovations or rehab, sorry, and new builds. I think that's the only two changes. Yep, that's the only two changes they made to that.
All right. Any questions or discussion from the board on that item?
I got a couple questions, Paul. Also, when we're talking about tribal members, they live in subpar housing. Some of it is mold and fish infested. Basically, I guess you'd call them, not good, fit for living, but they still make do with it. So that's the reason why we go into this rehab. Some of them have obsolete water lines and everything. Electrical needs to be done. Roof's got to be replaced. Everything that goes into that when we're doing rehab. So, that's the reason why we have to go out and fix these homes. They were built in the 70s and 80s, and they were old HUD homes and some were old tribal homes. And they're, some of them, they were drinking water, everything, the floors are falling apart. They got holes in the flooring. So that's the reason why we have to ask for this money. And on the other item, you mentioned tribal memberships need for elders. Sometimes we look at hearing aids because they cost a lot. For as anybody's aware, we have a high rate of diabetes on the reservation, so we have to go ahead and ensure that our tribal members and elders are taken care of in that way. It might include a ramp, it might be something else, when you're doing dialysis and everything like that. So that's the reason. And we might have to put a cement pad down for a tribal member what's coming up because he's on dialysis and he's probably about 6 years into it. So there's no access. It's kind of rough because we don't have roads. They just have dirt. And when it snows or gets wet, it causes problems on a wheelchair. So I just kind of wanted to explain that.
Yeah, no, appreciate that explanation. Thanks so much. That's really helpful and sounds like a fantastic program. So
Great, great program, taking care of your elderly and your elders and your needy people there. It's a wonderful project.
yeah, your hearing aid thing is very creative. I had never thought of something like that, but you're right. Hearing aids are very expensive.
Indeed.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the comments.
Any other questions or discussion items?
Just one more comment. Yesterday I went through and was monitoring this project, and I only looked at the last fiscal year, and there were over almost 500 entries with people helped. So it is a program that is and not a lot of names were the same. So we're talking about almost 500 people helped just in the last year alone. It's fantastic.
Really
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much. And Commissioner Lefevre, you were going to say?
I was going to say I make a motion to approve 5B, item 5B, tribal building rehabilitation for
When in the fuck did he get on there, congratulations?
three. All right, we have a motion on the table. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a second from Commissioner Miles. Any discussion to that motion? All right, all in favor say aye.
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 All right, that appears to be unanimous. Any opposed? All right, rule that it passes. And that one is approved, and that wraps up our applications for today. I just wanted to point out, thank you, Commissioner Larson. Glad to have you joining in as well. Our final item on the agenda is board member issues, scheduling our next meeting. Because of the legislative session, I'm going to recommend that we either do an early January or a mid-March timeframe. Is there a preference from the board on when we schedule that?
I got no preference.
I think March works. Late March works for me.
Okay.
Thursdays work best for the Ute Tribe.
Okay.
So if Wednesdays or Thursdays.
So if we do a Thursday in mid March, like maybe the 16th, we could put a. Okay.
You mean the 12th?
Oh, so I'm looking at April. Whoops.
12th or 19th?
Maybe. Does the 12th work for everybody?
12 works good for me.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and plan on that then. If we do just like another 1 o'clock type meeting, we'll get that one penciled in and follow up with everyone as it draws near on specifics.
What was that, March? Was that March or January?
March.
March 12th.
Yep, March 12th. All right. Well, I'm looking for one final motion.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
All right, we have a motion from Commissioner Councilman Duncan and a second from Commissioner Miles. Yes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned. Hey, thanks so much, everybody. Really appreciate your time and your participation in this meeting.
Thanks,
well, thank you guys for approving our request.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you guys stay safe out there.
You too. Safe in your travels.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.